For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
This is John Batchelor. Italy, the Italian government, declined to participate in the airstrikes against the Houthi pirates in these last hours launched by the U.S. and the United Kingdom. Why did it decline? One is that Giorgia Meloni is the head of the G7 right now and with additional responsibilities. Two, Italy is participating deeply in supplying Ukraine and supporting Ukraine. And three, Italy's constitution, I learned from my colleague Lorenzo Fiore, forbids Italy to participate in any war fighting unless there is a very concerted debate in Parliament that approves of it. Lorenzo explains why. It stems from the Second War and the very important fact that Italy was part of the Axis powers. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation in Genoa explains.
Well, let me tell you that, first of all, it is important to remind everybody that the constitution of our country is the result of a country that lost the Second World War along with Germany and other nations. And so in our constitution, it is clearly spelled out that the Italian country is against any war. Well, this is something shared by any other country, but for us, being a loser, it is more important and evident. So there is a mechanism and a procedure regarding the intervention of Italy into a conflict. That means a debate in the parliament and the approval by the majority to undertake a commitment like that. So practically, there was no time to follow the decision of US and UK to intervene and do military attacks on the Yemen side. But let me tell you another thing that, in my opinion, is very important. Don't forget that Italy is a peninsula that goes into the deep of the Mediterranean Sea. We have been always an important reference to all the countries that stays all around the Mediterranean on the African side, and to a certain extent also to those that extend into the Arabic Peninsula. So in my opinion, a prudent approach by Italy may be of help in solving also problem without the recourse to a military attack.
More of this later.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.